K.
So this is just proof it's never too late to find love, courtesy of 98-year-old Bernard and 96-year-old Joe. Okay. Just got married in Austin last week after they met at their retirement community.
Okay.
Both are widowed. They say they never expected to get married again, but they just fell in love.
Of course.
Wherever I was, he was there. I would look up and there he was, right there. And I thought, well, maybe this man, maybe he likes me a little bit.
And I said, I'm looking for a dinner partner because I hate eating alone. As we've said to each other, it seems impossible that we could be in love.
And Bernard, do you take Joe to be your wife, to love, to honor and cherish, and to create a future together?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Isn't that sweet? That's so cute. Bernard had actually originally moved into that retirement home with his former wife in 2017.
Aw.
She passed away in 2023 after a long illness, and they were married for 73 years.
Oh, wow.
So he was feeling really lonely after being married for that long. You don't know how to be alone anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it kind of starts with, hey, do you want to meet me here for dinner?
You want to hook up?
And then
what?
I don't think that's exactly how he said. I just want a dinner companion. And, you know, they said, this is really sweet. And did you notice in the vows, they said, you know, vowed to build a future together instead of saying, like, till death do us part.
Oh, yeah, that's a little touchy, I'm sure.
I mean, well, when you're 98 and 96, they said, I hope we get as much as 5 years together, but we're going to enjoy each other for as long as we have each other.
There you go.
Isn't that sweet? See their story. People magazine did a spread on them. Several different news stations feature their story because they're precious, and you can find it at WDJX.com.